Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about racist Christmas. Well, let's go! Yay! Yeah, supposedly Yakub is the father of all white people, right? Well, then that means because how white people raped the indigenous people of Mexico created Wetback, so that means that Yakub is my grandpa. Yay! Grandpa, grandpa, what did you bring me for Christmas? Well, son, I brought you a big black dick. Enjoy! No! Fuck that shit. I know people try to say that white people are racist, which is bullshit. Yes, there are some racist white people. Look at the Gypsy Crusader. But he's a racist because, you know, people do fucking stupid shit. So I understand minorities do suck. But yes, if you want to blame a white person for being racist, look at this white lady. And looks can be deceiving, so let's roll the clip.
White people being replaced in the UK.
So what? So what? Wait...
Yes, here you go, friends. He's your sexy white woman. Enjoy. Yes, won't you let the black people have these women, right? They like fucking white women, and, you know, here you go. Oh, let's see what other things is going to come out of this lovely creature's mind, right?
Still, I'd like to say happy Hanukkah, second night of Hanukkah.
Shalom, you faggots. There you go. There's your white woman. Yes, these people are white when they want to be, but when they start pointing fingers, oh no, I'm not white. Yay. Well, let's continue.
The ancient city of Constantinople with the nice Jewish doctor.
But yes, friends, what happens when you have traitors of your own race and they go play for another team? What will you do, huh? I don't know. I see a lot of people, they do shit like that. Look at this nigger. He's sucking Jewish cock. Yeah, and he's supposed to be black. Oh, don't get me wrong. There's also wetbacks that do shit like this too. So, yes. But I saw this nigger, so, you know, fuck him. Fuck them all. Anyways, let's roll the clip.
And like I said before, I'm not with you guys. 10%.
Yes, this nigger's telling you how much he loves Israel, how much Jewish semen he takes up the ass. He likes circumcised cock. What a fucking homo. But yeah, these people are traitors, in my opinion, but let's continue.
50%. I will always be the voice for the people in Israel. I will always stand behind the country of Israel.
Not me. I stand for freedom and fucking power. And you guys are trying to steal power, so nyet. Never. Let's continue.
The one and only Floyd Money Mayweather in Israel. I will always be here for you guys when you guys don't have a voice.
Yes, friends, I'm tired of the Jewish dick sucking. I'm tired of this. Incidentally, speaking about dick sucking, I tried to put this up on my fucking thing. I tried to use Velo. Yeah, Ronin Gray was asking what I used to put up my videos. But yeah, I couldn't because fucking Velo is a Jewish fucking thing, so fuck you. Yeah, so I gotta do my shit fucking as I can. Because if not, these people hold you hostage. And I'm not done with that shit. Fuck that. Yes, friends, be independent, be toxic, be the things that these guys don't want you to be, because that's the thing that they fear the most. So fuck these people. Even if you have to be riding by yourself, sooner or later people will join your cause. Yes, friends, I know I'm insane, but fuck it, that's the spice of life. Yes, friends, don't put up with people's bullshit. You have to move forward, even if you're alone by yourself for a while. Eventually, you will get your crew assembled. Yes, friends, especially in the future, we're going to be fighting Civil War and all kinds of fucking weird monsters. So yes, friends, it's going to be a holy war. Yay! Put on your crusader helmet and let's
Seeing
kick these motherfuckers' ass
like
out of here.
Cringe.
Not before, but after.
I hate
yes,
getting
friends,
to the
just
shower.
Get stronger, and I'll see you then. Goodbye, friends.
As I understand it, then, from what you're saying, is that it may be that there needs to be some compromise in some of the safety measures that would normally be expected to create a vaccine because time is so crucial.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years. So whenever you're acting quickly, like during the HIV crisis, they created a quick way of getting drug approval. There is a trade-off there. In that case, it worked super, super well. And here, you know, we will, I think, be able to get some safety indications, but this is a public good. And so, you know, those trade-offs, the governments working on a cooperative basis will be involved in the decision to say, hey, the regulator says go ahead, even though you haven't taken the normal time period.